This podcast episode is brought to you by EmilyNow.ca for entrepreneurs and businesses looking for $250,000 to $10 million. This web portal will help you connect with the bankers that are interested in helping you. Within a few minutes and within a few clicks, you can create a profile, build a request, and get it out to the marketplace. And who knows, within a few hours, you might be receiving the responses that you want. And even if you don't, the responses that you do receive can be very helpful in telling you why a banker may not be interested in your request. So if you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking for financing, go to MLENOW.ca now. Hello, everybody. Dylan Gallagher here, founder of Emily Now. Going to talk to you about an interesting term that I heard today. Thanks to Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you don't know who he is, well, then maybe you shouldn't be listening to this. You should be getting on the web to see who he is. But he came up with a term and he said it offhandedly called fake math. Now, I jumped on it because right now, the world is focused on, well, in North America anyway, the world seems to be focused on fake news. And so when I heard the term fake math, I thought, wow, that's a pretty appropriate term given what I do for a living and what I've done for the last couple of decades. So I thought I would take a moment just to share some thoughts on that with you and maybe get some value out of it. Maybe it encourages you or it inspires you, but it goes a little something like this. So fake math. How many times have you met an entrepreneur or business owner? And full disclosure, I have to admit that I am one of these people. In my history, I've been one of these people. So you meet an entrepreneur or you meet a business owner or someone running a business and they say, it's going to be a great year. Next year, we are going to do a gazillion dollars in revenue and we're going to make just a little bit less than that in profit. Well, see, the problem with fake math is that it doesn't have a point of reference. It doesn't have any context. It actually just doesn't mean anything because it's fake. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner, one of the worst things that you can do, in my opinion, is you can try to put a plan together that says this is what we're going to do this year and the year after that, because anything outside of 3 years is a pretty big stretch. But you put those plans down and they don't reconcile or relate back to what you've done historically. You know, so if you sell a $1,000 widget or you offer a $1,000 product and off of every one of those sales, you make $100 and last year you did 5,000 sales, this year to do 10,000 sales means you have to not only do what you did last year, but do it again in all the same year. It doesn't make any sense. The problem with fake math is that it can lead to disappointment, it can lead to discouragement, and if you don't watch out for it, it can ultimately lead to the failure of your business, and that's very serious. If you're going to make plans to grow, or if you're going to try to work out of an opportunity, the math that you're using can't be fake. It has to be real. It has to be supported. And how do you know that? Well, you can ask a guy like me. I can ask you some tough questions or some leading questions to see if you know the answers, to see if you know your business well enough. But ultimately, your math should be able to stand up to other people asking questions about it. That might even be you. So you put your plan together and then you ask yourself, well, how do I know I can do this? What is my basis for understanding that? Sometimes it's luck. Sometimes businesses just get lucky and they hit the goals that they're trying to hit. But more times than not, it actually requires work and it requires focus and it requires accountability and it requires having an understanding of not only where you're trying to get to, but how you think you're going to get there. And one of my favorite questions to ask entrepreneurs or people running businesses is if you did 100 sales last year and 90 sales the year before, what would it take to do 300 sales this year? Or what would it take to do 500 sales the year after that? And that's not meant to be a frustrating question. That's meant to get a business owner or an entrepreneur to think about their business in terms of what value do we actually have that we can leverage to go and get a bigger or greater result. Now, that's not the same thing as fake math. Fake math would just say we're going to do 500, this year and we only did 100 last year. And we don't really know how we're going to do. We're just picking that number. And, based on history, if we did, I think we could probably make a lot of money. Well, that's fake math because it's based on a fake premise. But if you say you're going to do more than you did last year, or you're going to exceed in the coming years what you've done historically, you should be able to explain why specifically. Not generally, but very, very specifically. And that is what makes the math real and not fake. And so if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner and you are suffering from fake math, then there is a cure for it, and it really just requires you sitting down and being honest with your plan and being able to have it stand up to some scrutiny from others or maybe just from yourself. For myself, I'm guilty of this. I ran a brokerage business for a few years. We were very, very, very busy, and I misunderstood the difference between being busy with being profitable and have paid for it. And so I'm not just saying this to you to be a talking head, but I'm saying this to you because the math matters. The math for your business matters. And if you get it right, it can be great. And if you get it wrong or you choose to acknowledge it, then it can be catastrophic. And so don't fall victim to fake math. Thanks for listening, or thanks for watching, and I'll see you the next time I've got some thoughts to share.